राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदा नंदन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदा नंदन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So we welcome everyone for this Sunday morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, text number 14. So we'll recite the text. आपना संस्मृतिर घोरा यन्नाम विविशो ग्रणम ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यद्विभेति स्वयं भयम् आपना संस्मृतिर घोरा यन्नाम विवशो ग्रणन् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यद्विभेति स्वयं भयम् आपना संस्मृतिं घोरा यन्नाम विवशो ग्रणन् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यद्विभेति स्वयं भयम्
आपनः संस्मृतिर्घोरम्
यन्नाम विदुषो गणम् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यद्विवेति स्वयं भयम् आपन्नः संस्मृतिर्घोरा यन्नाम विदुषो गणम् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यद्विवेति स्वयं भयम् माताजीस् आपन्नः संस्मृतिं घोर यन्नामस्तो गुणम् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यद्विभेति स्वयं भयम् यन्नाम विदुषो गणम् तथा सद्यो विमुच्येत यद्विभेति स्वयं भयम् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So first we'll read the word-to-word meaning. Apannaha, being entangled, samsmritim, in the hurdle of birth and death, ghoram, too complicated, yat, what? Nama, the absolute name. Vivashaha, unconsciously. Grinan, chanting. Tataha, from that. Sadhyaha, at once. Vimuchyeta, gets freedom. Yat, that which bibheti, fears, swayam, personally, bhayam, fear itself. Translation: living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy names of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Purport. Vasudev or Lord Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, Kams and others who were very powerful living entities were all killed by the personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudev has empowered His name with the powers of His personal self. Everything is related to Him and everything has its identity in Him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by the fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, even in the midst of greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by the force of circumstances can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharonmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Rangayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Hare Krishna. So I'd like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees to speak on this most important, most relevant subject matter. In one sense, this is the subject matter which is most relevant for every living being. That's what we are discussing. So we are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1. Which is entitled Questioned by the Sages. So these are sages who are assembled at Sri Nemi Sharanya Dham, around 88,000 of them. I don't know who counted 88,000, but anyway, that's what it is mentioned, around 88,000, or maybe a little bit here and there could be possible. But yeah, they were there and discussing the most important subject matter. And this is what the subject matter of this chapter is. And this is the where the Srimad Bhagavatam is beginning. And this is the most intelligent people of the universe had assembled with the sole purpose of finding a solution to the problems of this material existence. These Mahatmas, these great souls, out of compassion, they could see, they could foresee the dangers which are going to come to each one of us, the Kali Yuga products, the precipitates of all the ajas. That's how devotees sometimes describe the Kali Yuga products. So these Mahatmas, these sages could see the challenges which are going to come to each one of us, which we're going to face. And so they ask these questions. The six most wonderful questions were asked in that assembly. Actually, these are the most important questions. I think recently in Pradyumna Mishra, from his Bhagavatam class, he was mentioning how it is important, even in the material world, to have good questions and good answers. And a right answer can give you a good job or make you a winner of the KBC. The right answers. So, but these are actually the real questions. Actually, this is the only questions that should be discussed, even in KBC. Somebody who knows can inform them. And I think probably the Guinness Book of World Records for the best questions, if there is something like that, some category like that, these are the 6 questions which are the most important, most relevant questions. And answers to these questions can fulfill the mission of the human form of life, the purpose for which we are here. We can actually become the servant of Sri Lakshmipati. We want to become Karorpati, but this is the servant of Lakshmipati's far, far superior position. And understanding these questions and answering these questions. So these sages assembled at the Naimisharanya. In the last few classes, we discussed about the glories of Naimisharanya, the hub of the universe, the most important holy place where sadhus had assembled and discussing these subject matters. So probably, I think, where is the UN headquarters? Geneva. I think maybe somebody can propose them that they should actually, if they want to discuss about the problems of the world and solutions, the questions are already there, the answers are there, and they may open a headquarters in Naimisharanya actually. That's the most appropriate place in one sense. Because that's where the sadhus are here to solve. And they have given us the solutions. So if they want to, some of you who may know somebody in the United Nations, they can recommend on the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam and the other Vedic literature that they should have their headquarters in Naimisharanya. They can continue in Geneva, but the main headquarters should be there in the Naimisharanya. And that's what these sadhus were discussing. And some of the wonderful questions which they asked, which is the subject matter of this chapter. So we will not go into the details of the questions. Some of the questions: what is the ultimate good for the people of all, absolute good for all the people? Because otherwise, in this world, everything is relative. Something is good for someone and the same thing is bad. Corona is good for someone, the doctor and the pharmacy, and bad for some. So everything in this world, for that matter, there's nothing in this world which is good for all. So there's one thing. So that's, therefore, these sages are asking the most pertinent question: what is the most absolute good for all? It's good for all living beings. The doctor, the patient, everyone. That is something good. What is the essence of all the scriptures? Why the Supreme Lord appeared in the womb of Devaki, and they describe the various incarnations, the teaching of the previous acharyas, and what the Lord performs in relationship to this material world, and where have the religious principles gone after Krishna's disappearance from this planet? So therefore, these are some of the most pertinent questions which needs to be addressed in the August assembly of Naimisharanya. And by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we have the great fortune of hearing and the questions and the answers to these, the best questions in the Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. So herein, this verse which we are reading, the sages are asking the questions, and in between whence they asked about the Krishna's appearance. So then they are stating this statement that Apanna Samsmritim Ghora, that this material world is a complicated, Prabhupada translate as complicated mesh of birth and death. So this place is a complicated place. Each one of us have, whatever lifespan we have had experience how complicated this life can be. Even the smallest things is so complicated nowadays. Even if you want to just go and buy a toothpaste, I don't know how many thousands of varieties of toothpaste are there. Simplest thing of eating, sleeping, mating, defending have become so complicated in this world. Just to sleep, so difficult nowadays. People have to devise so many ways, to get up so many ways. So basically everything, as Prabhupada is explaining in this, the translation, that the complicated meshes of birth and death. And then these sages are also offering the solution. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. It highlights the problem, but then also offers the solution. Can be freed immediately, sadhya, by even unconsciously chanting the names of Krishna. This is important. Wow. Even unconsciously chanting the name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. So that's, and beautifully Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains, Vasudev or Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the Almighty. So this, the Supreme Lord is the controller of everything in this world. So even a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So from a blade of grass to the complex planetary movements, everything is controlled by Krishna's energy. So that's the beautiful range. And of course, not just this universe. So many universes are just controlled by Krishna's energy, by the Lord's energy. So that's what is being mentioned by Prabhupada, that everything is in control and there is no one who is not afraid of the Supreme Lord. The biggest of the people in the history have come, the Ravana, the Kamsa, the Hiranyakashipu, or probably in this world, the biggest, who is the most powerful person in the world now? I don't know. Maybe the presidents of the countries, the richest countries, the China, the America, the Russia, or whatever, whoever they. So even they are afraid of the Almighty Supreme. Even they cannot control things. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, that Krishna is the Supreme Controller. Even they are afraid, whether they accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, that's a different thing. But the death, disease, nobody is spared. Even the most controllers of the universes, universal creators are not spared from this complicated mess of birth and death. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentions that what Krishna has done is to make himself most easily accessible. He has invested all his powers in the holy name. This indicates everything has its identity in him, and Krishna is feared even by fear personified. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. So this is the easiest solution in this age of Kali, is chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the easiest, cheapest solution. Right? Nobody even asked when we came to Krishna consciousness that you'll have to give 100 rupees for every round mala. I think probably most of us will not do. ₹100 I don't know how many of us will do it. But that's the cheapest, easiest solution which has been given by the Supreme Lord. And there is no restrictions. You can do it any place, anyone. That's what Prabhupada is mentioning in the conclusion of the purport. Anyone can take advantage of the holy name of Krishna even in the midst of greatest dangers. Even in the midst of greatest dangers. Because when you are in danger, you look for help from the superior person. But here this beautiful verse is describing that Krishna is the most powerful. And so is his holy name. So this is like the most powerful thing. So there is no difficulty, no challenge in our lives which can be more powerful than Krishna or his holy name. As this verse describes, even fear personified is afraid. So that is the power of the holy name. Even the Yamaraj, Yamadutas are afraid. So nobody, no problem of us in this world can be that powerful that it cannot be handled by the holy name. It's just very easily the holy name can counteract all of our problems if we take shelter of the holy name. Of course, this verse describes even unconsciously chanting, the complicated meshes are solved. And what to speak of when consciously chanted with devotion, we can achieve much beyond the problems of this world, the ultimate prema pumartho mahan, the ultimate goal of life. So that is the holy names. So we will discuss, today is also very, very auspicious occasion of the disappearance of Srila Madhvacharya ji, who is Acharya in our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we will talk about him, but before we go to the discussion on Sripad Madhvacharya, we'll talk about a little bit of the holy name from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit. Another question answers. So these, all the best questions are there already in the scriptures. So this is Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, who had come to give the holy name, and he is having a question answer session with our Srila Haridas Thakur, another pure devotee, the chanter of the holy names. So there's a beautiful dialogue in Chaitanya Charitamrita between Lord Gauranga and Srila Haridas Thakur. So we'll just briefly discuss what was their discussion on the holy names. So Lord Chaitanya was having a little discomfort, or a little, not discomfort, but a little, little sad in his heart. And then he approached Srila Haridas Thakur. And then he said, my dear Haridas, I'm having great grief. What do you say that, how will the people of this world, especially the Yavanas and those people who are absolutely against the Vedic principles, how will they be delivered? What is the hope for them? This is Lord Chaitanya's grief. And this is the sage's grief. This is what the sadhus think about. How can I help the living beings? This is what Srila Prabhupada prayed on the Jaladuta. How can I deliver the people of this world? So the same, Srila Prabhupada very beautifully in the purport also says that, that those who claim themselves to be followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should feel like Lord Chaitanya. How can the people of this world be saved by the holy name? And Haridas Thakur very beautifully answers, Prabhu, chinta na karo. Don't worry, my dear Lord. This is the chinta of the Lord. And what is Haridas Thakur very beautifully answers that, my dear Lord, all these Yavanas, those who do not follow the Vedic texts, they are always chanting haram, haram. That bad word, gali dete na, haram, haram. So that's what they are always chanting. So therefore, they will be delivered by this Naam Abhas. This semblance to the holy name will deliver them. That is the power of the holy name. If someone is just chanting haram, even the pure devotees also chant, hey Ram. And here, the degraded people are also chanting haram, haram. And they will be delivered. This is Haridas Thakur. This is the compassion of the Supreme Lord. Lord Chaitanya's compassion, the compassion of the living beings, Srila Prabhupada explains, like a small child touches a fire, or an elderly man or a young man who knows what the fire is all about, he'll get burnt. Whether you, if you have a fever, whether you know how the paracetamol works or not, or if you know, if you happen to be a chemist or a doctor, it will have an effect. So similarly, whether those people who chant unknowingly, even if they chant, Haridas Thakur is saying, do not worry, they'll be delivered. And then of course, Lord Chaitanya was very happy. But then he says, that's fine, Haridas Thakurji, what you're saying is absolutely making sense. But then there is another question that I have. Prithvite bahu jeev sthavar or changam. There are many living beings who are non-moving also in this world. So what about them? These are at least chanting. Chalo, ye log to bol rahe hain Bhagwan ka naam. Lekin vriksh, पशु इत्यादि जो चल भी नहीं सकते, दीज पीपल, वॉट इज द होप फॉर देयर डिलीवरेंस, बिकॉज दे आर ऑल्सो लॉट इन नंबर. इफ यू सी द प्लांट्स, द ट्रीज, ह्यूज नंबर, मेनी मोर देन द ह्यूमन बींग्स. सो वॉट अबाउट देम? Haridas Thakur very, very intelligently he answers, my dear Lord, by your mercy that also has been arranged. Don't worry, that's already done. So this, the Lord asks, how is it done? What do you mean by it? That you have loudly chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra everywhere, and then that echo that is coming, the reflection of the sound that is coming, actually that is not just the echo, physical echo, that is their hearing and that is their reverberating of the holy names. So just by that, all the plants and the animals, those who cannot even move, will be delivered. So that's another nice preaching. When you go to a program, you can preach to 50, 100, 200, 500 people. And if you cannot do that, that's very nice. If somebody can do that, it's very nice, easy. Humans being have been given the intellect to understand. But if somebody cannot do, and he still wants to preach, he's very shy, he can just go to the Borivali National Park, loudly chant for the trees and the birds and the other living beings, and they'll be getting delivered. So it's massive preaching also. More than 100,000 lakhs of people, they're all living beings. You can just give them the holy name and a chance. Depends on our purity. If we are pure enough, they can even go back. Otherwise, at least they'll get a human life or a better life form, and all those which the cycle which they have to go to 84 million or 8.4 million, that will be definitely cut short. So that's another very nice preaching. If somebody wants to do that, just go to the jungle and chant the holy names loudly, and or maybe install those speakers everywhere. At least we have Prabhupada chanting everywhere in the world. We should just install those speakers so all living beings can hear that Hare Krishna Mahamantra and get delivered. And everyone delivered. Of course, Lord Chaitanya also had that same doubt. Not doubt, he had that question. Another question he asked Haridas Thakur, what about if everyone goes back to the spiritual world? What are you talking about? All these reverberation and these echoes and everything. And of course, Haridas Thakur explained, Mahaprabhu, even if that happens, and you have already accepted it, because there was one conversation which Lord Chaitanya had with Vasudeva Dutta. He had suggested, my dear Lord, let the karma of all living beings come on me and all of them go back. And the Lord had accepted it. And the Lord had said, don't worry. Even if that happens, no problem. But then Lord Chaitanya is asking, what will happen to the world? It will be empty, nobody around. Of course, somebody had asked Prabhupada also, what if everyone becomes a devotee? Prabhupada said, that would never happen. Even if it happens, more souls will come in. There are people who are waiting to come in also. So it's no problem. Like Prabhupada gave the example of prison. Even if the president have that, what is that called, pardon thing? On the 26th January or 15th August or someday, they can pardon those criminals who are behaving well. Even if Ramnath Kovidji signs in whatever, that pardon thing, that all the prisoners be released today. But still, there will be the next day few people who will be ready to come in, who are waiting to come in, who will be caught. So there will never be the shortage of manpower or human species or other beings on this material world. So we shouldn't worry about that, what if all of them? Even if all go back, no problem. Haridas Thakur told Mahaprabhu that when Lord Ram was there, he took whole of Ayodhya back and all the people. And when Krishna came, he took all the Brajavasis, everyone back. But still you see people all around now. So don't worry. So we shouldn't be afraid that if we preach so much, everyone goes back to Godhead, what will happen? Don't worry. It will never happen. So even at least we will go back by our endeavors to preach. So that's the thing. Mahaprabhu was very, very happy. Extremely happy. And then he went to the devotees and started to glorify Haridas Thakur. Just a little story of this, how Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Srila Haridas Thakur. Very pertinent to the verse which we are discussing. This was the story which Mahaprabhu was telling about Haridas Thakur to the devotees. That when time when our Haridas Thakurji was in Binapur, India-Bangladesh border, that's where he was there. He made a kutia himself and planted a tulasi plant. That was his simple kutia. He didn't have any furniture from the Amazon or what is that new mall, IKEA mall. He went to the mall and got all those fancy furnitures. No, simple kutia to do his chanting and Tulsi Maharani. So this verse is saying, Apani, what is that? Samsritim Ghora. So this is Apana Samsmritir Ghora. Have entangled Samsmritir. It's complicated. Ghora, mesh, complicated mesh. So Haridas Thakur didn't want to complicate his life. Simple life. Just Tulsi Maharani and a little cottage where he can sit and chant so that nobody disturbs him. And how many rounds he would chant? 192 minimum. Must be sometimes more. That is, with 6 minutes, if somebody chants, which is quite fast for a round, if somebody's practiced, they can. It will take around 17, 18 hours. You can calculate. 300,000 names divided by 16. That's one Mahamantra divided by 108. That would give the number of rounds, and 6 multiplied by 6 divided by 24. For those interested in mathematics, it would come to 17, 18 hours of chanting. So, we can't imagine a simpler life than this, ne? Just chanting, and of course, he didn't have a kitchen also. No Swiggy, no Zomato, whatever. He would just go to the house of some Brahman Vaishnavas, beg a little something. Whatever is available, he would just eat that. If somebody gives some rice, it's fine. If somebody gives some roti, it's fine. Somebody some poha, whatever, whatever. There's no that you order a biryani or whatever. No, whatever comes by the Lord's grace. That was, so it can't be better, simpler life than this. 300,000 names, 16, 17 hours goes in that or more. And then worship Tulsi Maharani and eat whatever is available, take a little rest and preach. And of course, Srila Prabhupada does give us a warning in the purport that we should not try to imitate Haridas Thakur. Prabhupada requests, I'll just read, Prabhupada said, therefore we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement to follow Haridas Thakur's example rigidly. But he clarifies, not that we start chanting 192 and worshipping Tulsi, we'll not be there the next day to chant our sounds. Most of us, there are a few devotees who are doing, that's what I was hearing from Anand Vrindavan Prabhu yesterday, there are a few devotees who are doing this. In the lockdown, they took it as a blessing in chanting 192 rounds. Anyway, so for Prabhupada's recommendation, chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respect to Tulsi Maharani difficult. You just offer some little water, put a little beautiful dress if you want. The process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity, Prabhupada said. One should not miss this opportunity. Simple. Worship Tulsi Maharani, chant the holy name, that's all. And so that's how he would live. And of course, Prabhupada gives a warning that Haridas Thakur was going to a different Vaishnava's house and begging. So Prabhupada mentions all the devotees also should be very careful. They should eat from the Brahman Vaishnava's house only, because Vishaira Anna Kaila Dushto Hoyla Man. So if you eat wrong food, you are what you eat. So Prabhupada gives that warning. But then see the complexity of this world, Ghora. That's how this verse is describing this world as Ghora. Such a simple life is living, but still complexity comes. Samar was not happy with his chanting and honoring simple prasad. Ramchandra Khanji, he was the landlord. He was unhappy with that. Or it's a simple kya jeevan kar sakte hain. He is just chanting Hare Krishna, eating what is available. But still somebody was not happy with him. Still some complexities in life. What can we do? That's how this world is. Whatever you do, there will be complexities. He's not doing anything else, but still somebody was not happy that he was getting the name and the fame. Abhi unko mil raha fame, you be happy and satisfied, but no. Kaviraj Goswami explains, Ramchandra Khan, he was Vaishnav Dveshi and Pashanda Pradhan, the best of the topmost of the atheists. And he was not happy that everyone is worshipping Haridas Thakur. Mind your own business, simple. Now everyone is worshipping. You are a big landlord. You be satisfied. But no, why people are worshipping him? That's Kali Yuga mentality, which we have. So anyway, he had his CCTV cameras installed, people installed, that please keep a watch on Haridas Thakur. Any mistake he does, let's just catch it, start a trend. on the Twitter, Haridas Thakur cheater. That was his idea, goal. Let's put on Facebook, Twitter, Haridas Thakur cheater. He wanted to start that trend. But all his attempts failed. अभी वो कुछ कर ही नहीं रहे हैं भक्त, क्या करें, नाम जप कर रहे हैं, तुलसी महारायण कर रहे हैं, थोड़ा भोजन करें, उसमें क्या फॉल्ट मिलेगा उसको. So he was frustrated with his attempts. So finally he said, let me just try something else. So he thought, since he is a sadhu sannyasi type aadmi, let me just get some prostitutes and try to induce him. So that may just solve my job. That may help me to find some fault. So goes to the best of the prostitutes, chooses the one, the young, the most beautiful, most... She herself comes up, okay, I'll do your job, just give me 3 days. So Ramchandra Khan said, okay, I'm sending my constable first day, when you arrive in the evening, he'll be there with you. And as soon as he sees you with her, take a picture, and all, my job is done. Of course, she says, no, let me just enjoy for 1 day, and then next day you send him. So that was the pact which was done. And so the first night, she very beautifully dressed, comes to Srila Haridas Thakur, and very beautifully Kaviraj Goswami describes her transformation. This is the day one, main one, or night one, whatever. Tulsi namaskari Haridas dware jaye, Gosai re namaskari rahila dandaye. That's how the bhakti begins. She's come here to seduce him, to get him caught. But first thing she does is offer obeisances. That is to her credit. She offers obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, offers obeisances to Haridas Thakur. And standing there, exposing herself, proposes to Haridas, you are a young man and I am beautiful. And who women will not get attracted to your beautiful form? Let us just united. I am just too eager to be united. I am not able to keep my body and soul together. Oh, she knew what a body soul is. Difference between body and soul at least. Very intelligent prostitute. She said, I won't be able to keep my body and soul together. At least she knew what body and soul. She said, anyway. So then, of course, Haridas Thakur, gentleman, thorough gentleman. He said, I'll accept you without fail. But you'll have to wait since I haven't finished my regular chanting of my rounds. So I have taken a vow. Until that time, please sit and listen to the holy names while I'm chanting. So that was the instruction. Please listen to the holy names while I'm chanting. As soon as I finish, I will definitely fulfill your desire. So she waited. Haridas Thakur is chanting. And the morning happened. And then finally she left. Realized not the right time. So gives her the report to Ramchandra Khan. Sorry, first day went like this. I'll go a little early the next day. And she goes early the next day. And so Haridas Thakur, also thorough gentleman, he says that Kali dukha paila aparadana laibo mora. That sorry, I offended you. I could not fulfill your desire. So please don't take an offense. That is Haridas Thakur's gentleman. Avashya karimo amit tomai angikar. I'll accept you today. Just let me finish. Please sit here and then just hear the holy names. And after offering obeisances, she sits down there and she is hearing the holy names. And in between, Kaviraj Goswami, she said, mentioned she's chanting, O Lord Hari, O my Lord Hari. So that was the beginning. She wanted to attract the attention of Haridas Thakur. Ki main bhi shayad jab karu to unko laga ye bhi bhakt hai. So just to attract Haridas Thakur, at least in between Hari Hari, so that he knows, oh, I am a devotee, a devotee girl, so no problem. So she wanted to entice her, all means. So she was trying her best. So anyways, Prabhupada very beautifully in the purport explains that how the process is working. This is how the process works. Srila Prabhupada beautifully explained. So with faith and reverence, prostitute associated with Haridas Thakur, faith, reverence. That was the important thing. Who personally treated her material disease by chanting the Mahamantra. So material disease, solution, holy name. Although prostitute had an ulterior motive, somehow or other she got the association of a Vaishnava and satisfied by him by occasionally chanting the Mahamantra. In between what she was saying, Hari Hari, so that was satisfying to Haridas Thakur. Oh my Lord, Hari Hari, she was chanting. The Prabhupada concludes that the association with a Vaishnava, chanting the holy name of the Lord and offering obeisances to Tulsi plant or a Vaishnava, all lead one to become a transcendental devotee who is completely cleansed of all material contamination. All these ghoras, the material contaminations, can be cleansed by just three things Prabhupada mentions: association of the Vaishnavas, chanting of the holy names, offering obeisances to Vaishnavas and Tulsi Maharani. That's all we need to do to get ourselves purified. Anyway, so prostitute, she was very restless, getting restless while chanting in between. So Haridas Thakur understood, seeing she is getting restless, so I need to give an explanation. The fine Haridas Thakur explained that the thing is that I have taken a vow to chant 10 million, that is 1 crore names in a month. So that amounts to me chanting around 192 rounds. So therefore, I need to chant. And Prabhupada explained, this is called a yagya. You take a vow that this is what I will chant. So he had taken a vow that 1 month, 1 crore in Benapole, I will chant. So my rounds are not yet done. So I'm definitely by tomorrow it will be done. So then we'll enjoy. So that gave her hope. Again, tomorrow something may happen. So she goes back, explains to Ramchandra Khan. And Ramchandra Khan, hopeful, since he himself had said, Abhi sadhu ne vachan diya, he will do it. He will accept her. Haridas Thakur said, I will angikar, I will accept you. So there was a different understanding both. Haridas Thakur, what Haridas Thakur was saying, I'll accept you. And what she was thinking, he will accept me. And what Ramchandra Khan was thinking. So next day she comes early, offer obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, offer obeisances to Thakur Haridas. And then while sitting, she starts to chant also. So this is the day three, the transformation. First day she simply sat. Second day in between Hari Hari. And third day she is also chanting while Haridas Thakur is chanting. And just by the association of Haridas Thakur, her heart got completely transformed. And then she's revealed her plans, and please be merciful. Haridas Thakur said, I knew what he had come for. It's not that I didn't know, but I just stayed back here just to purify you. I knew that he is a foolish person, that Ramchandra Khan, Agya Murkh Shai, but I don't take any offense. Tara Dukha Nahi Mani. I don't feel bad about him. I just stayed back for your deliverance. I could have just gone, walked right the first day. And so Vaishya said, then please, the prostitute said, please give me some instructions. So Haridas Thakur says that, Ghare Dravya Brahmanera Karo Dan, Shai Ghar Ashitumi Karoho Vishram. So give whatever you have, all the wealth you have earned by wrong means, give it to the Vaishnavas, to the Brahmanas who know where to use them. Come back here, stay here. Nirantar Naam Lo Tumi Tulasi Sevan, Achirat Pabe Tabe Krishnera Charanam. So Nirantara Namalo. And Srila Prabhupada in the very purport very beautifully explained what it means. Nirantara Namalo. This is Satatam Kirtayantam. This repeatedly comes in the scriptures. That is what the injunction of the scriptures is, to chant constantly. Nirantara Namalo. Karo Tulasi Sevan. That was the instruction Srila Haridas Thakur gave to the prostitute, and for each one of us, this instruction is valid. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. And then, of course, Srila Prabhupada explains that we are also teaching our followers in our movement to chant Hare Krishna continuously on beads. Even those who are not accustomed to this practice, continuously is very difficult. So for them, Prabhupada is saying, they are advised to chant at least 16 rounds so that they may be trained. So the idea of 16 rounds is training so that we can do Nirantar Bhajan. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu recommended Trinadapi Suni Chena. Then you can chant, Prabhupada explains, constantly. That's Sadha. And then, of course, Srila Haridas Thakur left right after that. He just immediately left. And prostitute gave the money, came there, started chanting three Lakh names every day, worshipping Tulsi Maharani, following the instructions of her spiritual master. And she also, whatever food little neighbors would provide, that's what she would eat. Whatever little, sometime poha, rice, shukta, shak, whatever, the Bengali prasad was there. Maybe sometime rasgulla also. Some people might have brought, whatever. She fasted sometimes when nobody came. So she fasted, controlled her senses, and became a great Vaishnavi herself. And Kaviraj Goswami explained that became such a celebrated devotee that advanced devotees would come to see her. Of course, Prabhupada clarifies that the devotees are not attached to or interested in going seeing a prostitute. Not that they went to see a prostitute, but now she has become a great Vaishnavi. That's where they were going. And Prabhupada says that many devotees join our Krishna consciousness movement from Europe and America. But one should not therefore consider them European Vaishnav or American Vaishnav. A Vaishnav is a Vaishnav, should therefore be given all the respects due to a Vaishnav. We should not see the background of a Vaishnav, that he was this or this from this community or this society, or he was a prostitute or whatever. But now he is a Vaishnav chanting the holy names, leading a pure life. We should offer our respects. So all the great exalted personalities would come and offer respects to Ved. And seeing that, the glories of Haridas Thakur expanded all over. Vaishyara charitra doki loke chamatkar. Everyone was amazed to see the Haridas Thakur's glories. So that is the duty of a disciple. By one's example, our spiritual masters are glorified. People, when they see, oh, this person, wow, with a kanti and tilak, he is a gentleman, he is a Krishna bhakta, he is a Krishna devotee, he is a nice man. He is from ISKCON, he is Srila Prabhupada's man. Therefore, Prabhupada say, devotees are the best gentlemen, gentlewomen. It's very important, because with kanti and tilak and with bead bag in our hands, we are representing Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, it's a great responsibility. That was the compassion of Srila Haridas Thakur. Of course, we cannot leave Ramchandra Khan. He was the one, then he did some more offenses to Nityananda Prabhu, and then his whole life got ruined because of the Vaishnav aparad. So therefore, that is very, very important. And in the mood of Srila Haridas Thakur, before Srila Haridas Thakur appeared Sripad Madhvacharya, whose disappearance day is today. So these disappearance day and appearance day are an opportunity for us to remember these great souls, seek their mercy, seek their blessings and grace, and imbibe the qualities. When we remember, we imbibe those wonderful qualities which these great personalities exhibit. So we'll very briefly discuss about Sripad Madhvacharya for the purification of all our hearts, to talk about the lovers of Krishna, his great happiness to the Supreme Lord. When Krishna hears about his lovers, everyone wants to hear about their lover. So these great personalities are Krishna lovers. So when we talk about them, he is the founder of the Dvaita school in Udupi. Our founder, members from our sampradaya, which we belong to, this ISKCON society, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So therefore, for us, it is very essential that we hear about his glories and purify our consciousness. Appeared in the year 1199. Some people say 1230 something. So different parents' days are mentioned. Born in Pajak Kshetra near Udupi Dham, as son of Madhyagheya Bhatt and Vedavati Mata. Of course, their parents did tapasya for many years, the Payovrat tapasya. They were drinking only milk for many years to get a great personality born to them. Only milk, Haribol milk. They're chanting Haribol and drinking pure milk. So that's they were having that pure milk. So that's what they were did for many years. And that's to keep everyone awake. So that's, so anyway, that time the milk was definitely ahimsa. As far as possible, we should do also. So anyway, so they did this bhajan for many years, begging the Lord to get a great personality. And an interesting thing happened. They would go to Ananteshwar temple. Those who have been to Udupi must have seen that beautiful Ananteshwar temple. That's the seat. They would go there. And they would offer prayers. So one time when they were there and offering prayers, there was one dumb Brahmana. He could not speak. And he actually climbed the stump, the pillar on the Ananteshwar temple and started to roar and speak. This is a dumb Brahmana. So he started to roar loudly. And he proclaimed that the path of pure devotion will be established soon. The darkness of ignorance of Kali Yuga, which is all pervading the philosophy of monism, of oneness with the Supreme Lord, which is covering this humanity, will be devastated soon. An incarnation of Vayu will appear and establish pure devotional service to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He shouted this, proclaimed this loudly. And immediately came down and again became dumb and mute. This is interesting service he had in the Leela of Sri Padmadvacharya. Just make an announcement on the whatever his channel, climb the, and then make on Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever the, that announcement, and then whatever moved out from those channels. So that's what he did. Remained dumb, announced, and of course, Madhaghe Bhatt and Vedavati, they were there. So they understood that this announcement is to, most likely it's relevant to us. It seemed that personality is going to come through us. So they had that intuition, strong intuition that the Lord is reciprocating to our prayers. And very soon, a most beautiful son was born who was named Vasudev after Lord Sri Krishna. Very, very attractive. So they brought him to Ananteshwar, offered to him. And of course, from Padakshetra is a little walk, so they walk all the way back with all the villagers that this is by dear Lord, this is by your prayers, this has come, we offer it to him. And they, after whatever number of days they had come, and then they were taking him back on the way back. And it was night time in the night, and Padakshetra and all that is very secluded area. A ghost attacked the whole of that entourage, all those villagers, the family members who had come there for that ceremony, a ghost attacked. And one of the person was like behaving very erratically, and then the ghost actually spoke through them that, oh, don't worry, I am a very powerful ghost. I wanted to disturb all those who walk in the night here, but somehow there is one very special kid in your group, very special child is there, which is a divine avatar. And I took darshan of him and I got liberated because of that. That's why all of you are saved. Otherwise, I would have taken some revenge. And then he, of course. So like that. And Madhvacharya was actually the incarnation of Vayu, Bhima and Hanuma. And various times he did exhibit all three at various occasions. Very small, he was there. Mother had gone for some shopping and then told her sister to take care. And then little Vasudev was crying and crying and crying, and finally she thought he's hungry. So whatever little chana was there for the bullocks, she brought a little, and then Vasudev ate a little. He's a very small Vasudev. He ate a little, and then she brought some more, and then he ate a little more, and then he kept on eating, and the entire stock for the bullocks, which was there for a week, that's what he ate. That's Bhim Singh. Hanuman, the Kodara. So, when mother came, she thought, hey, to pura khana chala gaya gayon ka bhai. Bhail ka pura khana hi chala gaya ek hafte ka. Shortage of food for the bulls. Of course, by his grace, everything came again. But then, and nothing happened. She was worried, indigestion hoga, kuch wo gul ghatti pilani padegi, pet dard hoga, but nothing happened. Digested everything. So he was, Vasudev was exhibiting these divine leelas to attract the hearts of everyone in that area. And one time he was missing and everyone was looking, and then finally in the evening they saw he was holding a tail of the bull, and that bull was taking him around the entire village. This is very, when he was even able to walk. Like Krishna was there, Ghazitara, by the calves. But this here, Madhvacharya, so he was with the bull, he was being taken around the whole and happily playing around. And then, of course, when he was very small, just started to walk, again he get lost. Amazing. Many pastimes where he disappeared and appeared. Everyone was searching. Finally, some of them saw at Ananteshwar temple, he's folding his hand, he's offering his prayers for hours together. So finally, the father and mother saying, how did you reach here? Who brought you here? You didn't have a GPS. How did you come here? How did you come to know the path? So then finally, he said that, oh, Ananteshwar called me and he guided me. I came here. So Paramatma's guide is most powerful than any positioning systems, the Paramatma's positioning system. So anyway, another time, very small, a money lender came to the house. Madhyage had taken some loan for some business or something, whatever, not business, maybe whatever, for the cows or something. He had taken some loan and not repaid, and the man was insisting that I would not move from your house. And doing a dharna. So that time those very cultural people. So he saw, Vasudev saw that my father is not eating prasad. So he asked mother, why is not eating? He said, the man who is outside, he is not eating. Our guest is not eating, so how can I eat? That was a very unique way of doing dharna, right? The guest is not eating, so the host cannot eat. So that's unheard nowadays. Nobody can even understand what was this unique dharna type was. He said, because my guest is not eating prasad, how can I eat prasad? So he was fasting. So finally little Vasudev said, I have to do something. He went out from the tamarind tree, brought those tamarind pods, and little playfully came to that person, and very beautiful, attractive, he gave it to him in his hand. And that host was thinking it's some play. So he just took them in, and then he said, please open now. And then he opened. And to his amazement, it was little more than the amount which he owed to him. And then he happily told Madhavi, oh, I am going, your son gave it to me. And everyone was very surprised what was happening. And then of course, when he was five, there was that Akshara Abhyas ceremony was conducted. Very, very intelligent and very sharp from the beginning in scriptures. One of the Brahmanas was speaking at one of the places, and then he was looking for some verse. He forgot some point and he was like thinking about that verse, and little Vasudev goes there and he started to chant that verse. So everyone in the assembly, those who were attending the class, they were surprised. Hey, how do you know? Who told you this verse? And he just laughed and went away. Like that, many stories of there. One time his father was giving a class and then he spoke something little wrong, some little deviant thing, and he corrected very humbly and spoke. So everyone was amazed. He's like a Shrutidhar. Once he heard something in his classes, topper, whatever that, 9.9999 or 10 out of 10, whatever, in every semester he would get. Even the teachers were amazed. And very powerful, killed many. Little, when he was a small child, he killed a giant snake who came to attack him. With his little toe, he just killed him. So all Bhima, Vayu, and Hanumanji all put together at different places being manifest and being revealed. He was admitted to the school of Achyut Preksha from the Advaita school. That's the culture, that was the prevalent school. And then at the age of 12, he decided to take sannyas. Very young, at the age of 12, because he had appeared in this world with a mission to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality and Bhakti as the path and the bhed between the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and establishing the position of the Atma, the spirit soul, as the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he had a mission and he was so eager. At the 12 he asked, or 11 he asked permission from his family. Parents, can I go? In India, no parents were allowed. No. No permission granted. He said, okay. But then he was insisting. Finally, long story. Finally he said, okay, if you have another son, can you allow me? He said, yes. And then finally, with great reluctance, when they got another son, they allowed him to go, reluctantly agree. And finally he took sannyas from Achyut Preksh at Ananteswar temple, and he was given the name Purna Pragya Tirtha. And later on the name came Madhvacharya. And then he went on to, he wanted to go to Badri right after, but then Badrinath. But then his guru said, too small, after a few years. Till then, okay, then he decided, let me just go to South India and preach. And did many famous debates. We don't have much time to go into the details of it now. But many famous debates, and he established bhakti as the supreme path and the eternality of the jiva as the servant of the Supreme Lord. Wherever he went, he established the Siddhanta. And many, many famous debates which are recorded in the history were happened. And he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam, great kirtan singer also. And later on, many famous debates in Trivendram with Vidya Shankarji, with many of the prominent acharyas at that time had debates with him. And with such command and charming personality, and in the mood with which he would follow his philosophy, touched these great acharyas' hearts, and they converted and accepted the path of devotion to Sri Krishna. His compassion, his command over the Siddhanta, over the philosophy, his deep desire to give that message transformed so many top leaders at that time who took shelter of him. Eventually, when he came back, even his own spiritual master, Achyut Preksh, accepted him as his guru. And that became a turning point, and so many followers accepted him as his guru. That was the most beautiful thing. And of course, he wrote the commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads, and he had a desire to go to Badrinath. The two historic journeys which he took to Badrinath, very elaborately described by his biographers. Those who have time can hear, and very beautiful class by His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu, who is also available on the internet to hear about Madhvacharya. Very elaborately he speaks almost 3 hours about the glories of Sripad Madhvacharya. So two historic journeys to Badrinath he took. And first he went to Badrinath, and with very few devotees, and one of his main disciples was Satyatirth. He was there. He was very close to Sripad Madhvacharya. He went there, offered obeisance to Badri Vishalji, offered his commentary of Bhagavad Gita, and he read a few verses, and Badri Narayan, Badri Vishalji was so happy with his commentary. He actually loudly proclaimed that this is one of the best commentaries, and those people, even those who were outside, could hear the Lord speaking and accepting his commentary of Bhagavad Gita. That is Madhvacharya's commentary being personally, what do you call, you get those, when you write a book, you get those, what do you call that? Oh, in the back of the book, some, or the front of the book, those, what is that called? Those recommendations, or what is that? Hanji? Forward, nahi. Oh, the people write those glorifications of your books, na? Testimonials, yeah. So this is Badri Vishal, the Lord personally giving the testimonial. This is one of the best commentaries of Bhagavad Gita. Please do read all of them. And all the disciples were also very, very happy. And then Madhvacharya, he wanted to go to actually Adi Badri, way up in the Himalayas. the transcendental abode of Vedavyasi, his spiritual master. And he was so inspired, so he wanted to go, and he told all the disciples, "You don't go, it's going to be tough for you." And then of course Satyatirtha was saying that, "I would definitely want to come with you. In such a difficult journey, you may need some help." So Satyatirthaji joined him, and of course Madhvacharya, as Bhima or Hanuman, he was just walking up in the severe cold of Adi Bhadri, the transcendental Himalayas. He saw Satyatirthaji was having difficulties climbing up, so he looked behind, and Satyatirthaji was also humbled, and he said, he just gestured that, "Sorry, I thought I'll serve you, but looks like you'll have to serve me and protect me." Of course, Madhvacharya, for him it was very easy. He just waved his hand, and Satyatirtha was by Madhva Airlines transported to the Badrinath. He didn't even fly, he just appeared in front of all his disciples right there. And Satyatirtha was, then he told all the disciples, "This is whatever." And then of course he did go to reach there and met Sripad Vyasadeva. What a historic meeting of the true great Acharyas. Sri Vedavyas and Sripad Madhvacharya happened among all the rishis and sedhis and mahatmas were there. A most beautiful meeting. And then Vedavyas actually took him to Lord Narayan, who stays also in the upper Badri. And they had a conversation. And Vedavyas and Lord personally guided him to write the commentary on the Vedanta Sutras, which he later on, after he came, he wrote that commentary. Because as he was preaching, so many of these acharyas and even his own guru Achyut Preksha, he was telling, "You're preaching this Siddhanta, but I am studying what I have given to me by my spiritual masters. I'm liking your Siddhanta, but unless you have a proper book or a commentary to what substance what you're saying, I won't be able to accept you wholeheartedly." So then with that intention, he had gone to Vedavyas, and Vedavyas personally instructed him, guided him. And as he was walking down, he wrote those words, and Satyatirthaji transcribed it. And that's how the commentary of Sripad Baladeva Vidya Bhushan was written under the personal direction of Srila Vedavyasaji. And that's when he presented this commentary to his guru Achyut Preksha. He became impressed. He said, "Now I am ready to accept you as my disciple." So that's when he accepted. And that's this beautiful. And of course, we know the famous story of the beach story, Malte Beach, where Madhvacharya was doing his bhajan meditation. And one day he was feeling extremely ecstatic. He wrote those Dwadash Stotra, very famous stotras, which he wrote there in his great ecstasy and love for Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And he saw on the ocean bank a ship was in a cyclone, was trapped, about to get, capsized and drown. And then the captain of the ship, he saw a sadhu sitting and meditating. So he from far offered his respects and requested, "Can you help?" And Madhvacharya took his chadar and did like this, and the cyclone was shant. Why? And then the boat reached the ocean, and then this personality came in, and he said, "How can I serve you? I have a lot of gold and many ornate precious things." He asked Madhvacharya, "He's teaching us what is of most value." He said, "I don't need anything. You're coming from Dwarka. Can you give me a little gopi chandan if you have?" And then he brought two logs of gopi chandan and gave it to him. And then when he was carrying one of the gopi chandan, one of the chandan, gopi chandan broke apart, and a beautiful deity of Sri Balramji came manifested. And another beautiful log, when he was carrying that chandan, broke apart, and beautiful deity, which is now being worshipped in Udupi Sri Krishna Mandir, that manifested himself. That was the deity which was carved by Vishwakarma, worshipped by Sri Rukmini Devi in Dwarka, which eventually was somehow in Gopi Talab in Dwarka, got covered. And the Lord wanted to be worshipped by Sri Madhvacharya. That was the devotion of Srila Madhvacharya, that the Lord personally manifested him. He didn't have to go to Jaipur Murtiwala to get a DT card, and the Lord personally in that log of Chandan comes and manifests himself to Sripad Madhvacharya. And Madhvacharya took it to Udupi. And it was such a heavy DT, almost 30 of his disciples were trying to lift it and they just couldn't even lift it. And Madhvacharya, being Bhima, he just lifted it and put it on the beautiful altar and began the worship of. And that deity worship is so meticulously happening since then, almost more than 800 years. Very meticulously that deity worship is being happened without fail every day. So that was Sripad Madhvacharya. And since the time is getting over, but just the last few little stories from his second trip to Badrinath. This was a bigger trip where he went, took many of his disciples with them. And on his way back, many wonderful stories are recorded by the biographers. So one of the stories was one of the Turkish kings that time, they had banned, this was on the way, they had to cross over Ganga. So they had banned that no Hindus can cross over Ganga. So, and of course, Madhvacharya was a powerful personality. He told all his disciples, 30, 35 of them, let us hold hands each other. And they held hand each other and peacefully crossed over Ganga, walked by. And all those people on the other side were surprised. How did he cross over? It was as if like Vasudeva, when he had Krishna on his head, Jamuna Mai gave the way. And this was, of course, Madhvacharya having Krishna in the heart. So that's what, when Krishna is there on the head, in the heart, all the obstacles open up. The path is shown. Ganga Mai parted and he just crossed over. And all the soldiers, they were surprised. How did they walk over? And they said, we will be punished. How did you come here? And they said, Madhvacharya was a great personality. He commanded respect. And he said, I would like to meet your king. And then that king came, and then Madhvacharya spoke in Persian language in such fluency that the king was impressed. He was so, this is noted by the historians, that he got so impressed, and then he facilitated their whole journey. That was Sripad Madhvacharya's journey. And then of course he went to meet Vyasadeva, who offered him these Shaligram Shilas. And then he thanked Vyasadeva for giving him that knowledge to write the commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. And that time Vyasadeva revealed to him the secret purports of Mahabharata, which are famous, the Tatparaya Nirnay, which Sripad Madhvacharya composed. So in this way, many beautiful stories of Srila Madhvacharya, Jai Shushradha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai, that he appeared on this earth to establish the most essential eternal Siddhant, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Jiva being the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, and Bhakti as the path to completely satisfy the Supreme Lord and oneself. So that was Sripad Madhvacharya's message. He left in a most beautiful way on this holy day of today at Anantacharya's temple, where he was speaking about Aitreya Upanishad, and the last words he spoke was, please go out and preach. These were the last words he spoke, and he disappeared immediately. So no body was found, he just disappeared from there. So in his memory still there is a lamp which is there lighted eternally. His disciples Vadiraj Tirthan decided that they were thinking of establishing a murti of Madhvacharya, but Madhvacharya appeared in the dream and said, just light a lamp there at that place, because he didn't leave a body, he just disappeared from there. This is recorded in the history of Sripad, life history of Sripad Madhvacharya. So this was the glorious life, and today on this auspicious occasion we can offer our deepest heartfelt gratitude. He is the Acharya of our Sampradaya for establishing this strong eternal Siddhant of eternal servitude, Jivere Swarup Hoye Nitya Krishna Das, establishing this Siddhanta and preaching this message far out. And on this auspicious occasion, we can express our heartfelt gratitude, seek His blessings, that we can become tiny instruments in the hands of our spiritual master in spreading this message of Sripad Madhvacharya, this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and bring about a peace in the entire world, which the world needs the most at this point of time. Sripad Madhvacharya ji ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. This Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. There is one announcement from the temple announcement department, temple management, that the temple is moving towards the new age communication. So we have to be living with the world, new age communications. We will be having three ways of communication with our congregation. So first will be, we will be moving to a new email system where you will be having an option of what varieties of news which you want to receive from Ayurveda, from Radha Gopinath, from Prerana to Chetana. So you can choose which section of the news you would like to receive. So that option will be available on that emailing system, which the notice has been put and emails have been sent. So the previous existing email or SMS system is being suspended for now, along with the email system which you can subscribe, different options. We will be also start, we have also started a Telegram channel named ISKCON Chopati. So you can join that and receive the Telegram messages. And also ISKCON Chopati app is on Android. It is ready now, which will also be updating different darshans, the videos, messages from the Radha Gopinath and Govardhan Eco Village. So your devotees are requested to please avail of this facility and stay tuned, stay connected with Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ji. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Right.